The swan before her death most pleasantly doth sing, but I, a heavy-hearted note, with tears my hands do wring. With tears my hands do wring, yet not a tear for death, for I am weary of my life, desiring loss of breath. No tears for death I shed, but for my sins I mourn. Oh, for that sin that makes me wish I never had been born. I never had been born. Mercy, good Lord, I crave. Oh, would my mother's tender womb had been my timeless grave. Ah, me, that very word strikes through my wounded heart. The name of mother, oh, my soul, doth aggravate my smart. Doth aggravate my smart, and much increase my woe. Ne'er villain did so vile a deed as I have done, I know. Oh, now, alas, I know, but now, alas, too late. Drink then deprived me of my sense and of my human state. Oh, that detested vice is that we should detest. A thousand times I curse, though once I loved it best. Yea, once I loved it well, oh, too well indeed, for that I did in drink o'ergone, my woe-tired soul doth bleed. For this foul-spotted fault, my mother many a time would gently chide me and would wish me leave this loathed crime. She'd tell me it was a sin that many sins did feed, as swearing, whoring, and such like, and true she said indeed. With tears she oft did say, a wicked end will have. Therefore, my son, do thou take heed of it, I crave. With heavy heart she thus would seem to turn my mind, but slightly I'd regard her words, which now too true I find. Her honey words to me more bitter were than gall. I took her for my foe when she was most my friend of all. She'd speak to me in love, I'd answer her in rage, without all fear or reverence of title or of age. Thus oft with words we'd part, till good with bad I crossed. But hath the last in drinking rage my wit and sense I lost. Her words I would not hear, in rage I drew my knife, to take her dear life away from her, by whom I had my life. The sight of which did make her heart much sorrow feel. Then, as I should have done to her, she unto me did kneel, and on her knees did beg that I her life would spare, and 'twere but for my soul on which she'd prayed me have a care. "Oh, spare me, son," she said, "forget not who I am. Thy aged mother, do not then thy cares against me damn. Alas, how canst thou, son, endure to see me kneel, and beg and weep and wring my hands, and no compassion feel? For telling thee thy fault, and wishing thou to leave, I pray thee do not desperately me of my life bereave." Thus kneeling would she beg, and begging weep apace, and weeping would she wring her hands in lamentable case. Yet nothing was I moved with all her piteous moan. My heart for her did feel no grief, but was as hard as stone. Now again, full heavily I sing, and in relation of my woe, both heart and hands I wring. Now again, full heavily I sing, and in relation of my woe, both heart and hands I wring. For that I now shall tell, will draw forth brinish tears from any that have human hearts, or my lament that hears. Her kind entreats I crossed with bitter words and oaths, such as the wicked love to hear, such as the virtuous loathes. After all these wandering words, with hell's prepared knife, I quickly wounded her to death, from whom I had my life. While Nero I have read, his mother ripped to see, the place where he an embryon lay, O foul impiety! Yet none more vile than this that I have done, oh, never did there ever live so impious a son. Cain branded was a slave for murdering of his brother. Oh, what am I then, what am I, for murdering of my mother? I me, my mother dear, that bitter pains did prove in bearing me, and ever since full dearly did me love. Thus stubborn did I stand against my mother dear, the second part, the bloody part, discoursed you shall hear. Full dearly did me love, as any mother could, as careful was she still for me, as any mother should. Her best in all she did, still working for my good, yet all her pain and care I quit with shedding of her blood. With shedding of her blood, her kindness I did quit. By the devil goaded on to do it, even in my drunken fit. With shedding of her blood, her kindness I did quit, by the devil goaded on to toot, even in my drunken fit. All you that take delight in this abhorred vice, the end of it come find of me, and learn to be more wise. This stains my soul as much as any sin of seven, that blacks the soul that we should keep most fair and fit for heaven. So long as a man is man, as reason he retains, but reason gone, he is no man, that shapes but little gains. So long as a man, as reason he retains, but reason gone, he is no man, that shapes but little gains. If man then be no man, when reason is away, man is no man when he is drunk, for drink doth reason sway. Oh, what's a drunkard then, of reason dispossessed, as other creatures reasonless, he is a brutish beast. And thus by me take heed, of drunkenness I end. O fly this vice and see what sins, do not this vice attend. For that I did in drink, now I am here to die. 10,000 deaths I have deserved for this impiety. Thus sorry for my sin, I pray that all may mend, and Christ, I pray, receive my soul after my shameful end.